Sunlight gleams over rippling water, the setting sun dips below a craggy peak on the ocean's horizon. Marvista Entertainment. A single hanging light clicks on in a pitch black room. Hands restrain and tape a girl to a chair. The girl cries behind a blindfold and gag. The hands bind her legs to the chair.
Allie.
A red-tipped nail runs along the girl Allie's face.
Allie.
A blonde woman with red lips speaks into Allie's ear.
We know what you did.
Oh, Allie. Are you scared?
Allie nods.
You should be.
Words appear, inspired by a true story. Dawn, a flock of birds flies over a tree line. Marvista Entertainment presents. Allie walks toward a high school track. A covert production. She slings a duffel onto a metal bench and sits. The title appears in white bold letters, Caught. She tightens her shoelaces, an earbud cord dangles from her hand. Stretching, she reaches for her toes.
Wasting time, my heartbeat, beat like a tom-tom.
Stepping onto the football field, she strips off her half-zip jacket, leaving her in a razorback tank top. Allie inserts her earbuds. Over a red background, Anna Camp. On the track, she lowers to a starting position and takes off. Stephanie Scott. She runs along a white line. Sam Page. Allie lowers into a starting position. Amelia Rose Blair, she runs back and forth on the track. And Mary McCann. Rod McLaughlin, Nick Rue. She sprints around the track's bend. Casting by, Mandy Sherman. Original music by, Matthew Puckett. Allie stretches her arms over her head. Production designer, Lauren Fitzsimmons. Costume designer, Tiffany White Stanton. Editor, Vincent Orsman. Cinematographer, Merchim Vian. Repeatedly, Allie braces her hands behind the 100-meter line. Associate producer, Christopher McNeely. Co-executive producer, Hannah Pilmer. Executive producers, Fernando Su, Sharon Bordas. Produced by, Jennifer Weston. Written by, Marcy Holland. Directed by, Maggie Kiley. Allie steps slow. Bending over, she places her hands on her thighs. She yanks out the earbuds.
You bailed out of the last 50.
A coach steps up.
Yeah, I didn't have it.
You're a talented athlete, Allie. Which makes this even more disappointing. Miss Weston came to see me yesterday. History?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little behind, but...
You're failing. Look, you know the rules, Allie.
I'll do better, I swear. Please let me stay on, okay? This team means everything to me.
Look, I can't bail you out again. I'm sorry. My hands are tied.
Allie bites her lip. The coach walks off. In jeans and a jacket, Ali trudges into the parking lot.
Come on, girls, let's show some hustle. Come on, go, go, go. Pick it up, pick it up.
She leans on a bumper and watches the track. Buildings and houses nestle between yellow, orange, and green trees. In a small downtown, Ali exits her car. She enters a bustling restaurant.
Nice of you to join me.
I know I'm late.
How was track?
It was great, Mom. Thanks for asking. That's why I don't answer, because you do a much better job than I ever could.
So it was an accurate assessment of your day?
Close enough.
Good. Because I need to talk to you about something. The gas bill's higher than I thought it would be, so I picked up another shift on Sunday night. And I know you were supposed to have the weekend off.
I worked every single day this week. You promised me the weekend.
But we don't really have a choice. It's been a tough month.
Yeah. Okay.
Things will get better.
Yeah, I'm gonna go change.
I'll see you out there.
Allie's smile fades as she walks off, eyes wide, her mouth hangs open.
Rare. I asked for the steak to be rare, not scorched.
I'm so sorry.
That enchilada platter's getting cold.
She walks up to a table with a notepad. The patron turns over the salt. She rushes around the restaurant carrying plates.
Allie, the guy at table 5 just flagged me down and asked for his check.
Thanks, got it.
Patrons leave a table. She picks up the check. The tip reads, hopeless. She slams the check down.
Oh, I know I already asked you this, but is everything?
No, it's not.
Go home.
I can't.
You can. I'll cover for you.
Thank you.
Smiling, the server, Eric, busses the table. In the bathroom, Ali leans on the sink. She studies her face. She checks her phone. A message from Justin reads, "Miss you, heart." She smiles. Nighttime, she pushes out of the restaurant and pulls out her phone. Her steps slow. On screen, Justin, in the parking lot. She glances around, headlights illuminate her, she covers her eyes. A car speeds toward her, a bag is flung over her head, her keys at the pavement. In a dark room, two women slam Ali into a chair. She wears a blindfold.
Please don't hurt me.
Hands tie a gag around Ali's face. They bind her to the chair. Tears glisten on Ali's cheeks. The blonde woman leans toward her ear.
Ali. Oh, Ali. Oh, Ali. Ali. Ali, are you scared? Yeah. Oh, you should be.
The blonde holds an air horn next to Ali's ear and grabs her shoulder.
Don't bother screaming. We're miles from where anyone can hear you.
An attic door shuts.
Did you see her face?
She looked like she was gonna have a stroke.
Sabrina, she looked really freaked out.
That's the point, Paige.
Why do you even have that? I keep it in my handbag for personal protection. Don't you know the world is a very dangerous place?
Oh my god.
Check it out.
The blonde lifts her phone.
Why did you take that? That's evidence.
Oh, evidence? Oh god, calm down. I'm just having a little fun.
Well, you've had it. Oh, so what do we do now?
She pauses on the stairs.
We celebrate.
At a marble kitchen island, the blonde chops strawberries.
So, have you heard from Stanford?
No, probably not for another week.
Oh, well, that's a formality, you know, you're a legacy. And if something happens, Daddy will just fund a wing or something.
So how long is she gonna stay up there?
Oh, she needs some time to think about what she's done.
Don't you think she's kind of suffered enough?
Oh God, she is tied to a chair. She's not suffering, she's sitting. You know, although, now that you have me thinking about it, maybe we should get like a little more creative, you know? Really drive home the point.
The blonde blends the strawberries with alcohol and ice. Paige flinches.
Do you think you could waterboard someone in a jacuzzi?
I don't.
Kidding!
Okay. It's getting kind of hard to tell. What are you looking for?
I have no idea. I'm just making this up as I go. Oh!
Stop! Put your hands up!
That's a robber.
Aw, boo. You're no fun.
The blonde tosses a silk scarf at Paige. She pulls a flat iron from a drawer.
You can't burn her.
I know that. I was just thinking. Ooh, maybe our guest could use a little trim.
What is he doing here?
I don't know.
What if he sees her?
He won't, but I'll take care of it.
The blonde Sabrina fixes her hair and grins at her reflection in a mirror. She walks off. Paige hurries after her.
Hey, you. I thought you were gonna head right to the airport right after work.
Change of plan. Trip's canceled. I am all yours.
The man Justin notices Paige.
Unless I'm interrupting something.
No, not at all.
In the attic, Allie struggles against her bindings. She slumps in the chair. At the restaurant, Allie's mom, Beth, works in the kitchen.
Have you seen Allie?
Yeah, I sent her home. She seemed really upset.
Beth stares off. Paige paces in the kitchen.
What are we gonna do?
You can start by sitting down. You're making me dizzy.
There's a girl on your back.
And?
Does that mean an aunt?
Okay. We're just gonna have to cut this short, okay? It's no big loss. I think we made our point. I'm gonna bring her out through the patio door, then through the yard.
And then what?
Same plan. We'll just drop her off right where we found her. Relax. I got this.
Sabrina picks up a drink tray.
Oh, and Paige, it's a joke. A slap on the wrist. Won't even leave a mark. Scout's honor.
Paige stares after Sabrina. In the living room, Justin loosens his tie. He pauses and hurriedly puts on his wedding ring. Sabrina enters.
Drink?
She replaces his phone.
So, what happened to Boston?
Oh, we closed the Warner account. No trip necessary.
Oh, congratulations. Did you do anything to celebrate?
No, just some inter-office memos and some backpats.
Aw, that's a shame.
Oh, there it is. I have been looking everywhere. It's nearly impossible to get through the day without this.
I bet.
Sabrina?
Oh, it's late. I need to bring Paige home.
Well, why don't you just stay over? Sabrina just bought new sheets for the guest room, and they cost more than all the furniture.
No. She doesn't have any clothes with her. We'll just have to do it another time. Oh, the pictures.
Yeah, pictures.
Oh, Paige has a school project,
yeah.
A family tree, and I promised I would help her get the old pictures down from the attic. I totally forgot.
You need some help?
No. Just you relax and enjoy the drinks that we made.
Sabrina clicks a remote. Justin smiles. Sabrina yanks Paige into the hall.
Family tree? What am I, 12?
Don't let him leave the room.
Paige re-enters the living room and smiles stiffly.
So did you and Sabrina get into anything fun today?
Yeah.
What?
Just the usual.
He sips his drink.
Whoa, Sabrina does not have a delicate touch. I can't believe she lets you drink. She is such a bad influence.
Paige glances away. In the kitchen, Sabrina grabs the knife off the cutting board. Knife dangling from her fingers, Sabrina stalks down the dim hallway. She opens a door. Allie jerks the chair. The attic lights flick on. Sabrina stands before Allie. Crouching, she cuts through the tape on Allie's leg. Allie kicks Sabrina in the stomach. Sabrina slams into a wooden post. A large gash bleeds on her arm.
You bitch!
Sabrina grapples with Allie's legs. She pushes her. Allie hits the floor. The blindfold and gag slip as her head lolls.
Did you hear that?
I will see what's going on.
Paige darts up the stairs.
What happened? I wasn't tying her and she kicked me.
She kicked me?
Yeah, I mean, my God, I was helping her. As if she hasn't caused me enough aggravation.
Is she okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you for your concern.
Blood mars Sabrina's shirt.
Oh my God, I just bought this.
You know what I mean.
She fell off the chair. She's out cold.
What? What? It'll make it a lot easier for us to get her out of here.
This was just supposed to be a prank. Sabrina, nobody was supposed to get hurt.
Don't you think I know that?
Sabrina rifles through a drawer. Paige pulls out an early pregnancy test box.
Why do you have this?
Leave it alone.
Sabrina snatches the box back. In the attic, Allie lies unconscious. Flashback, at the restaurant.
Tequila! Yes!
Hi, I'm Allie. I'll be your server this evening. Can I start you off with some drinks?
Well, Allie, and that is a beautiful name, by the way. We would like a round of drinks. What it'll be, boys?
Tequila!
Yes!
Seems we need a round of tequila.
Around, the night is young!
Yeah!
And plenty of limes, too.
Will that be all?
Oh, could you get us some more salt? This one's out.
Justin upends the salt.
You got it.
He stares after Allie. In a dry storage room, Allie searches a shelf. From behind, Justin wraps his arms around her.
I'd like to change my order.
Allie grins.
It's not on the menu.
Turning, she kisses him.
So how much salt is currently on the floor under your table?
I needed a way to get you alone. And don't worry, I threw some over my shoulder for good luck.
You know you shouldn't be here.
I know, but I had some time to open up and I really wanted to see you.
I'm sorry I have to sneak around like this.
I don't know, that time in the back of my car was pretty fun.
I kind of like having something that's just for me. And there's my mom and her inevitable freakout.
It's okay. You don't have to explain. We can take this as slowly as you want.
Not too slow.
She wraps her arms around him and kisses him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Allie?
It's not what it looks like.
I'll call you later, okay?
You don't have to go.
In the attic, blindfold pushed up, Allie blinks her eyes open. She glances around. Jerking her head, she slips the blindfold off. She notices her duffel bag. Allie kicks her legs, the chair rocks.
Go see what she's doing.
Me? What do I do?
Just go up there and put her back in the chair. Wait. Hog tie her if you have to. We have to keep this contained. Go!
Chair on its side, Allie inches toward her bag. At the attic ladder, Paige fidgets with a hot brush's cord.
It's just a prank.
Using her feet, Allie slides closer to the duffel. Struggling, she reaches for her phone. The screen lights up, she taps Justin's name. The phone reads calling Justin. In the living room, his phone lights up, he marks up a document.
This is Justin. I can't take your call right now. Please leave a message.
Justin, it's Allie. I've been taken. I don't know where I am. I was just in the parking lot. I don't know what happened. No.
On screen, no service pops up.
No!
Paige glances over her shoulder.
It's just a prank.
She climbs the ladder. At the top, she peers across the attic. Allie stares.
Who are you?
Paige rushes backward. Sabrina presses a stain remover onto her shirt.
What's wrong?
Her blindfold was off.
She saw me.
Okay, calm down.
Calm down? She saw my face, Sabrina. She knows who I am now.
Well, what is she going to do? Pick you out of a lineup? She doesn't know us, Paige.
But,
I mean, look at you. You're nondescript at best.
Okay.
Well, where is she now?
I don't know. In the attic? I ran.
All right, well, that doesn't change anything. We just need to stick to the plan. We need to get her out of the house.
How? It won't be nearly as easy as getting her in.
It could be, if we knock her out.
Sabrina lifts the bleach bottle. She clenches her jaw. In the living room, Justin glances up. He returns to writing. He notices his phone and picks it up. He smirks. He glances at a wedding photo of Sabrina and him. He sets his phone down and picks up the document. Allie rolls to her knees and pushes to her feet. She looks around. She hits the chair on a post. Justin jerks his head up and hurries to his feet. Allie pauses. She slams the chair against the post. Justin walks toward the stairs. In the laundry room, Sabrina unscrews the bleach next to a nail polish remover bottle.
Is that safe? If you're worried, hold your breath. I meant for her.
It's fine. I got the directions off the internet. It's only slightly more toxic than your everyday manicure.
Paige grabs Sabrina's arm.
This isn't gonna work.
Yes, it will. It has to.
Sabrina pours the remover and bleach into a funnel. Justin reaches the second floor.
Sabrina?
He walks down the hall. In the attic, Allie cracks the chair. Justin reaches for the attic door pull cord.
Justin!
Hey, what's going on up there?
Oh, we're just having trouble finding the pictures. Paige is moving things around.
Is there anything I can help with?
Actually, could you go down to the tool room and get some cardboard boxes? We need something to put them in.
Sure, you got it. Right.
Thank you.
She watches him leave, then glares at the attic door.
Did you get the rack?
I mean, this is the only thing I could find.
Okay, I just sent Justin to the tool room to get the cardboard boxes from God knows where, and you'll go back up to the attic.
What?
And knock her out, and then we'll put her in the car, and we'll ditch her in the woods.
The woods?
We can't go back to the restaurant. It's too risky now.
She saw me.
Memories are unreliable. She won't have time to get a decent second look.
Okay, then why can't you just do it?
I know things aren't going exactly as planned, but you know I would never let anything happen to you, right? We're sisters.
Sabrina nods.
Good.
The chair seat breaks. Allie pulls the chair arms apart. At the foot of the attic ladder, Sabrina faces Paige.
You can do this. I can do this. Three, two, one.
Holding a rag, Paige slowly approaches the broken chair. She looks around.
Sabrina?
At the restaurant.
Clocking out?
Finally. Have a good night.
Eric smiles after Beth. In the parking lot, Beth's steps falter. She stares at Allie's car. She hurries toward the restaurant.
You did say Allie left, right?
Yeah, a while ago.
Did she leave with anyone?
No.
In the attic, Sabrina pushes aside boxes.
Where is she? Do you think that she got out? Well, wouldn't we have seen her? If she's loose in the house and there's pictures of us everywhere.
Sabrina grabs Allie's phone. It reads, Mom.
Sorry, Mom. I'm a little tied up right now. Okay, we just have to look for her, okay? She couldn't have gone far, okay?
Paige glances around. Sabrina moves toward the door. In the shadows, Allie hides behind a stack of boxes. She grips the kitchen knife.
Paige, let's go!
Allie cuts the tape around her arm. At the restaurant.
Hey, this is Allie. Leave a message.
Any luck?
It's going right to voicemail now.
I just talked to the rest of the wait staff. No one knows where she might be.
Have you tried her phone? Maybe it's just me she's ignoring.
I don't have her phone number. I tried asking for it a couple times, but I'm sure everything's okay. I mean, maybe she got picked up by a friend.
She would have told me, and she'd never just leave her car. What if something happened to her?
She's fine.
But, if you're really worried.
Eric points at a man eating at the bar who wears a badge in the parking lot.
She have any reason for taking off?
We had a fight. I told her to break up with her boyfriend. But it's been hours with no word. It's just not like her.
I can't tell you how many of these I see a week. Somebody takes off in a fit of teenage rebellion. It's usually resolved within the night.
This is different.
It always is. Well, I don't see anything out of the ordinary. There's no sign of a struggle.
Wait, what's that? Those are Allie's keys.
This boy she was seeing, what's his name again?
I know I saw him sign for the check. Oh, here it is. Justin Price, and a credit card number.
This should be enough. I'll swing over there and see if she's with him.
Thank you so much.
It's no trouble. I know how valuable a little peace of mind can be.
Beth smiles. Paige searches a closet. Sabrina peers out patio doors. In the tool room, Justin bends and scans a bottom shelf. Sabrina steps into the backyard. Justin grabs a stepladder and searches above a cabinet. Paige hurries around the kitchen. She glances at the rag in her hand. She sets it on the counter. In the attic, Allie peers out from behind the boxes. Gripping the kitchen knife, she sneaks forward. She slowly opens the door to the hallway and slips through. She hurries past an open bedroom door and approaches the stairs. She drops the knife and grips the railing. Whipping her head around, she slowly descends the stairs. She darts for the door and yanks on the handle. A hand reaches for her. She turns and wraps her arms around Justin.
Oh, thank God you found me.
What are you doing in there?
I don't know. I was somebody.
No, you cannot be here. What are you thinking coming over to my house when my wife is here?
You're married.
Oh, I'm not having this conversation with you right now. You are psychotic, you know that? What were you hoping to achieve by coming here?
I'm psychotic? You're the one playing some kind of sick game.
By dating you?
Kidnapping me.
Kidnapping me?
Justin!
Sabrina!
Don't let her go!
It's not what it looks like.
She's getting away!
Sabrina chases Allie. Allie reaches a fence. She climbs and falls. Sabrina grabs her arms.
Justin, help me! Help me!
Panting, he stares.
Help!
Allie lies in the bathtub.
She needs to go to a hospital. She's hurt.
Of course she's hurt, Justin. We hurt her.
What were you thinking?
Me? What were you thinking? How long have you been sleeping with her?
Don't change the subject.
I was teaching her a lesson.
By kidnapping her?
Oh, it was a prank, a joke, so maybe she would think twice before sleeping with a married man.
She didn't know I was married, Sabrina.
Oh, an older man who was rarely available and who never brings you back to his place. How could she possibly have known? Oh, damn it, Paige, I thought I told you to gag her. Sorry, I guess I'm not good at any of this stuff, Paige. Oh my gosh, she's gonna wake up the whole neighborhood.
I'll do it. Okay? Do it.
Arms crossed, Sabrina watches Justin walk off. She shakes her head. In the backyard, Paige jerks off her cardigan. She covers her ears and trembles.
Help!
Hey. Shh.
Allie leans away from Justin.
Hey, it's gonna be okay.
He grabs pills from a cabinet. He moves to the sink and brings over a cup.
Here, take this. It'll help you with the pain.
Just please, Annie. please, listen to me. Listen to me. Please let
Allie.
Me go. I just want to go home.
Allie, I just need you to be quiet, okay? I will figure this out.
He removes her grip on his shirt.
I'll figure this out.
He exits the bathroom.
You were supposed to gag her.
We can't keep her here, Sabrina.
Why are you protecting her?
I'm not.
She's destroying our marriage. Our perfect life.
He swallows.
Are you in love with her?
Of course not.
She doesn't mean anything to me.
Listening, Allie's eyes glisten.
It's not like that.
So you're gonna throw away everything we have? For that?
Hey.
Don't touch me.
I'm sorry. How do I fix this?
You can start by tying her up.
Justin stares, head high. Sabrina walks away. Flashback, behind the restaurant.
How long has this been going on?
Not long. A few months.
Months? And you never said anything?
See, I knew you'd react like this, just because he's a little older.
He's twice your age. Just didn't expect this from you. I never thought you'd keep these kind of things from me. Don't you know that one bad choice can really mess things up for you? That's life, Allie. Things can get real hard real fast.
So let me have some happiness where I can find it.
In the tub, Allie holds back tears.
Paige? Paige? Where is she? Paige?
Crying, Paige leans against a wooden post. Justin climbs into the attic. He picks up the discarded roll of duct tape.
Where is she? Paige!
Sabrina yanks open the front door.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't mean to scare you.
That's fine.
I'm looking for Justin Price. Is he at home?
And you are?
My name is Dan Martin. I'm with the Ventura County Sheriff's Department.
Oh. Well, is there a problem, officer?
No. Nothing that dire. I'm just doing a favor for a friend.
Oh. Well, I guess you're never really off duty, are you? Well, where are my manners? Please, come in.
Thank you.
In the tub, sweat glistens on Allie's face.
Can I get you a drink?
No, thank you.
Oh. Well, I'm afraid you made the trip for nothing. Justin no longer lives here. We are separated.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am.
Sometimes things don't work out the way we planned them.
Do you know where I could find Justin tonight?
Well, I could offer to call him for you, but I can't promise that he would pick up.
No, I don't want to drag you into the middle of this.
I could give you his office number. He tends to work late. Would you like that?
Yes, please.
Justin tapes Allie's wrists.
I thought you were my secret. But I guess I was yours.
Sabrina writes in a notepad and hands it to Martin.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not too much trouble, could I have a glass of water?
Of course.
She grins and walks off. Justin holds a small piece of tape.
Get away from me.
Please, don't make this any harder than it has to be.
Martin jerks around. Paige covers her ears. Sabrina glowers.
On your feet!
Sorry.
Allie?
Allie nods.
Please help me!
Don't you worry. You're safe now.
Martin yanks Justin out.
You're safe now.
She leans her head back.
Please, just wait for 1 second. I can explain everything.
You have the right to remain silent.
No, I know this looks bad, but we never meant to hurt anyone.
Anything you say will be used against you in a court of law.
Please understand.
Sabrina.
Please, just wait for 1 second.
Ma'am, you have the right to consult with an attorney.
Sabrina pushes Martin down the stairs, hitting the floor. His eyes stare off.
Sabrina, what did you do?
I didn't have a choice. He was going to arrest you. I had to stop him.
Sabrina and Justin hurry down the stairs.
Is he?
She checks his pulse and nods.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Justin, can you lift him?
Eyes wide, Allie stares toward the bathroom door. Sabrina grabs keys off Martin and unlocks Justin's handcuffs. On a side table, a frame of their wedding day sits. Justin drags Martin into a dark room. He rolls him over. Sabrina hurries into the bathroom. Allie's eyes widen.
Where is he? What did you do to him?
Sabrina tapes Allie's mouth and storms out. Justin scrubs his hands. Sabrina turns off the faucet.
You need to pull it together right now.
We killed someone, Sabrina, a cop. Do you have any idea what that means?
Yes. Which is why we have to be very smart about this.
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna bury him in the yard.
Can't just dig a hole in the middle of the yard. We might as well fly him up a flagpole.
We'll use the flower beds. I just turned them over. And we need to get rid of her, too.
He shakes his head.
Absolutely not.
Justin.
No.
She saw the cop. She'll know that we did something. It's the only way.
No, it's not.
It is. She's going to destroy our lives.
She's pregnant. I screwed up. I know I did. Please don't punish her. I am so sorry, Sabrina. Please. Sabrina.
No. Quiet. Really quiet. And just let me think. We need to do something with his car. Miller's Lake is a few miles away. Can you take it there?
I guess.
Good.
Tears glisten on Sabrina's cheek.
I'm gonna get us out of this. Okay? Now go.
I'll be right back.
She blocks him.
Right back.
He nods. At the restaurant, Beth peers out a window. Soft porch lights illuminate the Price's doorstep. Interior lights turn off. Sabrina strides into the tool room. She grabs a shovel. In the backyard, Paige grips her neck. She gets to her feet.
Where are you going? Were you gonna leave me?
No. Why do you have that?
Is everyone abandoning me now?
I don't know what to do, Sabrina. This has gone way too far.
Fine. Go.
Sabrina shrugs and shakes her head.
I just thought that we were family. That we always looked out for each other.
First my husband, now my sister. I can't count on anyone.
Justin left?
He did. I don't even know if he's coming back. Haven't I always been there for you? This isn't helping me with my homework, Sabrina.
Paige,
I really, really need you. I cannot do this without your help. I'm scared. I know.
They embrace.
Me too.
We have to let her go. This isn't right.
No, she's not a good person, Paige. She's been sleeping with my husband for months. Justin told me that she's pregnant.
She's like my age.
Yeah, I don't believe her for a second. She's clearly manipulating him, and I'm gonna expose her for the lying little slut that she is. I need you to make her take the test.
Why can't you do it?
You know why.
Paige nods.
Okay.
They hug.
Thank you.
In the bathroom, Allie shifts in the tub. Paige pauses in the doorway. She cuts through Allie's wrist bindings.
Here. You mean to take this? Here. Just take it, and we'll let you go. I'll be right outside.
Allie holds the pregnancy test. Paige presses her back against the door. Sabrina digs in the flower bed. She sets clumps of red and white flowers in the grass.
I don't know what you were thinking. He should have just stayed away from my sister's husband.
Paige sits on the bath slip.
None of this would have happened if you had just...
She stares at the pregnancy test. Allie glares at her.
She has been through so much already. And if this is positive, I don't know what she's going to do.
Sabrina presses the shovel deeper into the dirt with her foot.
Oh no. Oh my God. You're really pregnant.
Allie shakes her head.
What? No. It was one time. There's no... I didn't think... What am I gonna do?
Paige shakes her head.
You really didn't know? Any of it.
Holding back tears, Paige glances over her shoulder.
What'd you tell? What? If I let you go, what'd you tell?
No, I swear.
You promise.
I promise. I swear I won't say anything.
Paige stands.
Wait, where are you going?
I'll be right back.
In the main bedroom, Paige rifles through a red leather handbag. She rushes off. The pregnancy test sits beside the handbag. Allie touches her stomach. Digging, Sabrina stands in the flower bed. She looks around and lowers herself into the hole. She abruptly sits up. In the main bedroom, Sabrina sits on the settee beside the handbag. She looks at her dirt-covered hands. She cries. Sabrina covers her face. She notices the pregnancy test and reaches for it. She curls her fingers around the test and slowly approaches the mirror. She brushes her hair away from her face. Opening a drawer, she pulls out a lipstick tube and applies it to her lips. At the restaurant,
Allie, it's Mom. I know you're mad at me, but please, please let me know where you are. Even if it's just to yell at me, I just need to know you're okay.
Beth hangs up. Paige rifles through keys on a side table. She hurries upstairs. In the main bedroom, Paige hides keys behind her back. Before the closet, Sabrina turns.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Good. I need you to go down to the kitchen, and under the sink there's a box of trash bags, and I need you to bring me the entire thing.
Why? Why do we need the trash bags?
In the bathroom, Allie lifts her head.
Sabrina? No.
We don't have a choice, Paige.
Of course we do.
We don't.
I won't do it.
You don't have to. I'm gonna handle it.
Sabrina!
No. There's no other way out of this. She's seen our faces. She knows who we are.
Oh, maybe she won't tell.
Well, even if she doesn't go straight to the police, they're gonna be asking questions the second she turns up at the hospital. Sweetie, you have your whole life ahead of you. Stanford? All of that, that'll all be gone. I need you to think about your future, okay? So go downstairs and get the trash bags now!
Crying, Paige shakes her head.
I don't think I can.
No, you have to. Because it's her or us.
Sabrina nods.
How are we gonna do it?
We'll wrap her up, and then we'll just bury her in the yard.
Alive?
Allie's eyes widen.
We'll knock her out first. Go get the bottle from the drawer in my dresser. And the important thing is we have to do this smart. We only get one shot, and we have to do it right.
There's nothing right about this, Sabrina.
Shh.
Let's call it what it is.
This isn't murder.
Sabrina grins.
This is survival.
Allie grips her injured leg. She moves her elbows to the tub's lip and bumps into a faucet. She jerks toward the door. Paige digs in a drawer and pulls out a bottle. Allie slowly pushes to balance on one foot and collapses back into the tub. She struggles to get up. She slumps back into the tub. She grips her leg. Sabrina hurries into the tool room and scans a wall of tools. Paige searches the cabinet under the kitchen sink. Shutting her eyes, she hugs a box of trash bags to her chest. Allie places her uninjured leg out of the tub. She lowers her hands to the floor and slips onto her belly. Using the tub as leverage, she stands on one leg. She pushes the door open and hobbles across the main bedroom. Allie crumples to the floor and Army crawls toward the doorway. She glances up and picks up speed. She reaches for the fallen kitchen knife. She freezes. Looking around, she reaches for a closet handle. Dragging her leg, she slips inside. She pulls the door shut. The full moon illuminates the night sky. Justin walks along the side of the road. He peers over his shoulder. In the tool room, Sabrina yanks on a drawer handle. She withdraws a rope. Paige watches.
All finished?
Paige hurries out.
Paige?
Sabrina yanks on the door.
I can't. Paige! I can't. I can't kill somebody. I'm sorry. Don't leave me in here!
Paige rushes into the empty bathroom.
Allie?
She checks under the bed.
Paige!
Sabrina throws a package of golf balls. They bounce across the room. Paige backs away from Martin's body. She runs upstairs and pauses. Allie hides in the dark closet. Light filters in through the door crack. Paige approaches the closet. She reaches for the door. Allie surges forward and stabs Paige in the stomach. Her eyes widen. Blood seeps into Paige's blouse. She crumples. In the tool room. Sabrina grabs a crowbar and hits it against the door. She levers the crowbar under the handle. She pushes into the kitchen.
Paige!
Allie leans over Paige, pressing her hand into the wound. Sabrina freezes.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, Paige. Oh. What did you do? She was trying to help you. Oh my god, Paige. Paige, stay with me, okay? Okay, we're gonna get you some help.
I believe you. We protect each other.
That's right.
She glares at Allie. She runs downstairs.
Oh, God.
Trembling, Sabrina dials in the kitchen.
911, what's your emergency?
She opens her mouth.
Hello? What's your emergency?
Sabrina slowly lowers her phone and turns it off.
Once the ambulance gets here, they'll be able to help both of us. Stay with me. We're gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna take you. No. Okay? It'll be faster.
Sabrina snatches the knife.
Okay, come on. I got you. Are you gonna get your arm around me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good. Just one step at a time, okay? I got you. It's gonna be okay. All right. I got you. It's gonna be okay.
Where are we going?
It's gonna be okay.
In a dimly lit den.
I got you, okay? Mm-hmm. Just lay right here. Oh, God.
Sabrina sets Paige onto a couch and grabs a blanket.
Oh, God. Here, just keep this pressed tight, okay? There you go, you got it? We're gonna get you help, okay? Okay, just wait right here, and I have to go deal with her first.
Where am I gonna go? I love Sabrina. It's a joke.
Oh, God.
Allie slides down the steps. Sabrina slowly approaches with a knife. Justin stands unmoving in the front yard. He shifts on his feet and looks around. Sabrina drags Allie into the den.
Listen, you won't get away with this! My mom is looking for me! Why do you think that police officer showed up? She's coming to find me!
And when they do, there won't be a single trace of you left! Now give me your hands!
Sabrina holds the knife to Allie's throat. She duct tapes her hands behind her back. She binds Allie's legs together.
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna make me disappear? Because I've been over this whole entire house. Watch me.
Paige, stay with me, okay?
Ashen, Paige nods.
Good girl.
At the restaurant.
Why haven't we heard from him? I can't wait much more. This is all my fault. I just keep going over our fight in my head. I never should have let her walk away angry. Sometimes I forget she's only 18. I can't stay here. I've got to go find her.
Oh, wait, I'm gonna come with you.
Beth and Eric exit the restaurant.
I found 3 Justin Prices in the area.
We'll just have to check them all.
In the main bedroom, Justin rests his chin in his hands.
Did you do it? Did you get rid of his car?
It's gone.
Sabrina snatches the pregnancy test and slips it into a drawer.
I dug a hole in the backyard. You just need to bring him there.
What about Allie?
I don't know what kind of story she's telling you, but I made her take a test and she's not pregnant.
I know. I lied. I thought that would make you reconsider.
There's nothing to reconsider. You have forced my hand, Justin! You got us into this mess, and I'm gonna do whatever it takes to get us out again! Come with me.
Sabrina offers her hand.
Where?
In the den, Paige drags herself toward Allie. With the kitchen knife, she saws at the tape around Allie's legs. She cuts through it.
Go. Go.
Justin lowers Martin into the hole. Sabrina hands him the shovel.
Please don't make me do this.
There's no time to second guess. Paige is hurt.
What?
Allie stabbed her, and she's already lost a lot of blood.
Oh, God. Where is she?
She's okay for now. She's in the den, but we have to fix this. Justin, and if we don't, we'll go to jail. Justin, look at me. Look at me.
He turns.
I can't go to jail. I'm pregnant.
What?
I've been wanting to tell you for weeks, but you've been so distracted.
Oh.
She beams.
This is our miracle. This is our second chance.
So you want us to just what? Bury her too?
She's been all over the house. She's touched everything, and there are too many fingerprints, so even if we bleached it all, we would miss something. We'll have to burn it all.
Allie drags her leg behind her as she crawls into the living room. She leans against the wall.
We'll say that Paige had an accident. Then in our hurry to get to the hospital, we knocked over a candle. There'll be nothing left to tie us to Allie or the police officer.
Body.
Why would they even think to look? Now let's get his body back inside.
Mouth open, Justin nods. Glancing up, Allie's eyes widen. She levers herself onto her uninjured leg and stumbles to the couch. Bracing on the coffee table and couch, she scoots further across the room. Beth drives in the dark. In the den, Paige lies slumped on the floor. In the main bedroom, Sabrina and Justin stuff clothes into a suitcase and bag.
Don't take too much, it'll look suspicious.
They exchange a look. In the front yard, Allie stumbles to her knees. Headlights approach.
Hey, help! Help!
She staggers forward. Sabrina and Justin rush toward the open door.
She's gone! Hey, help! 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 Stop!
Justin covers her mouth and spins her behind a tree. The car passes. He carries Allie into the living room and sets her on the couch. Allie's eyes widen. Martin lies on the floor.
Justin, you can't let her get away with this. She's crazy. Just let me go, please. Can you please let me go? Just let me go!
He pries her hands off his shirt.
I'll finish up here. You, go get the bags, and then we'll get Paige and leave, okay?
We can't burn her alive.
There's a bottle in our bedroom. Pour some on a rag. It'll knock her out.
He strides off. Sabrina glares at Allie. Beth drives around a bend. In the road, a workman holds up a stop sign before a blockade.
You've got to be kidding me. Are we close?
Almost there, just right down the road.
Come on, let's go. Do you see any way around him?
No, I guess we're just gonna have to wait.
I'm not waiting.
Beth reverses. In the main bedroom, Justin holds up the bottle. He opens a drawer and lifts the positive pregnancy test.
You must think I'm a monster. They look happy, don't they? Perfect couple. Envy of all their friends.
Sabrina lights the mantle's candles.
Just one thing is missing. A little girl with his smile and her eyes. We tried. Of course we tried and tried. But something was wrong. And there were doctors and specialists. And even they couldn't fix it. Nothing could fix it.
Holding back tears, Sabrina turns toward her wedding photo.
And he kept me going. Justin. After every no, he would hold my hand and swear to me that we would get through this. That he would be here for me. Always. And I believed him. And then one day, he went off to work and he forgot his phone. I am not the monster in this story, Allie. You are.
What about your cheating husband? He just gets the happily ever after.
Life isn't fair. It doesn't punish the bad and reward the good. It's up to us to take care of the things that we love.
He won't get away with this. They'll put out the fire and they'll find a graveyard.
No, they won't. I've gotten us this far. I'm not gonna let you take one more thing away from me.
Sabrina holds gasoline.
I have plans. I have a future.
Change of plan!
Allie kicks the gasoline and flips the coffee table. Candles ignite.
What did you do? I'm not ready! Justin!
Sabrina hurries toward the stairs. Allie crawls across the couch.
Sabrina!
She freezes.
Justin!
He holds up the test.
It's Allie's, isn't it? She's pregnant.
No.
Don't lie to me.
Justin.
Tell me!
Yes! But it should have been mine!
Justin's eyes widen. Smoke fills the living room. Flames block the den's doorway.
Paige!
Sabrina, we have to go!
Paige!
Blood coats Paige's hands.
Sabrina! We have to get out of here now!
Paige!
She's
no,
gone.
No, I can't leave her! She's my sister!
She's gone!
Sabrina!
Allie limps toward Paige.
Okay, come on, come on.
What's going on, Allie?
Come on, lean on me. Help me stand.
Allie hooks her arm around Paige.
Come on. We need to go!
They struggle to their feet. They fall in the living room.
What are we gonna do?
Allie pushes Paige forward. Justin carries Sabrina, who reaches toward the house.
Stay low, okay?
I can't breathe.
Paige collapses. Flames grow higher and the couch ignites. Allie drags Paige. Allie drops Paige and hits the floor.
Allie!
Allie! A window shatters. Allie drags Paige by her shoulders. In flashes of black, Beth and Eric haul Paige out of the window. Beth supports Allie across the lawn. Sabrina kneels at Paige's side.
Paige! Oh my god, thank god you're okay!
Paige turns away and faces Allie.
Thank you. You saved her? After everything? Why?
Because life's not fair. But I try not to be a vicious bitch.
Sabrina nods, then shakes her head. A sheriff car's lights flash. Handcuffed, Justin and Sabrina are escorted toward the car. Allie lies on a gurney.
Oh, honey, I'm right here. Oh, sweetie.
Allie's eyes fill with tears.
It's okay. It's okay. You're so tired. It's okay.
From the back seat of the sheriff's car, Sabrina watches her house burn. Flames eat through her wedding photo. Daytime. Traffic moves along the roadways, in the restaurant parking lot.
I'm still mad at you, you know?
What?
Because you got your cast off before I had a chance to sign it.
Oh, how sad for you.
Eric and Allie pause. Paige straightens from leaning against the wall.
Do you want me to tell her to leave?
No. No, I'm fine. I'll see you inside.
Okay.
Paige slowly approaches Allie.
Hey. Hi. I lost it. That night, the doctor just said it was too much.
I'm so sorry.
I know. I
wanted to see you and apologize. But now that I'm standing here, it seems kind of crazy.
I've seen worse.
It's just that this really horrible thing happened, and I was part of that. And even though it's over, it's not
really over. You know?
Yeah, I do.
So, what do we do now?
We keep moving.
How?
Allie takes Paige's hand.
Find something worth moving towards, I guess.
Paige smiles. Allie walks past her. Beth saddles up to Allie's side.
Today's the day. Are you ready for this?
Are you kidding? I've had this circled on my calendar for months.
So what are you waiting for?
Smiling, Beth hands Allie a bag. At the track, Allie stretches. She lunges at the starting line. Running, Allie's teammates join her on the track. Glancing at them, she picks up speed and pulls away. Cut to black. Credits scroll. Supervising sound editor, Sean Heisinger. Re-recording mixer, Sean Heisinger. Credits continue. Copyright 2015 Mar Vista Entertainment, LLC.